Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's title is Food Intake. What am I saying? Why is this actually something that's on my heart? Why don't I want to talk about it? Well, as you know, I have become a certified health coach due to personal reasons. And I have learned so much and feel actually responsible to share, to create an awareness with people who live day by day, do what they can do. Some of them even give their best, do their best, and are their best each and every day. Yet, they do not know any better. They do what they were taught, and sometimes that's good, and sometimes it's not. So I just want to go into a few little details, what food actually has to do with us, or what we have to do with food. So why do we need food is the first question. Well, I think that's a pretty simplistic answer there. We need food to nourish our body, to give us strength physically and emotionally. Why emotionally? Because physical and emotional within us belongs together. If one is not well, neither is the other. So when we are physically weak, we emotionally get weak because we doubt that certain things are the way they were supposed to be. So knowing that, it just makes a huge difference. Then what is food intake? What do we need? What's going on? Is there a difference between healthy food and health food? And yes, there is actually quite a big difference. So a lot of foods that are labeled healthy could be healthy, could not be healthy. But I consider healthy foods healthy. But health foods, I read the labels very carefully. Because even in health foods, sometimes you find preservatives or additives or colors or whatever. Even though it's labeled as health food, the FDA has different regulations than I do. And I think that really makes sense. I mean, they go with the minimal thing to be healthy, and I would actually prefer the maximum. So that's... I'm glad we have an FDA looking out for us in many ways. But on the other hand, I think we are responsible for ourselves and we need to do what's best for us. And so that's why I put down healthy food versus health. So do yourself a huge favor. Read labels. When you can, plant your own garden. Be it in the soil, be it tower gardens, whatever. I mean, if you live in the Long Beach area in California, let me know and I'll show you my garden and my tower gardens and how we grow things in a relatively narrow space, but we maximize it and we have so much fresh produce and fresh fruit that we don't need to go buy that stuff. So we know it's not sprayed, it's organic, it's natural. We harvest it right fresh off the vine or the bush or the tree or whatever it is. And of course, at that moment, it has the most nutritious value because it's very, very fresh. Anything that's been in the store for days or weeks has been transported there previously, which was probably another few days or weeks. So sometimes many of the produce get picked up to 6 weeks before it's in the store for sale. Well, what does that mean in regards to the value of the produce? It is not ripened on the vine. It was in a refrigerator for transport, which can destroy some of the vitamins. And so I'm not saying don't go to the store and buy anything, but I'm saying we need to be our own judge of character, of health, of what we do, nutrition, physical and emotional health. And we can do that by giving ourselves the best that we deserve. Some other points that I just want to graze on, just to give you a slight idea. How do we know whether it's healthy or health food? Well, I just touched on that. Quite often when you grow it at home, it's healthy. When you get it in the store, it could be health food. Some of it is still healthy, but you might pay a higher price. But then again, ask yourself, what is less expensive in the long run? Buying healthy foods and pay a little bit more, or buying food that is inexpensive or even cheap? And I make a big difference between that. Inexpensive means it's still good quality, but not quite as expensive. And cheap means there is not much value to it. So do we want to go that route and then pay a lot more for the medical insurance, for the doctor's visits, for the medications and stuff? Well, honestly, I have learned the hard way, and now I'm so happy and thrilled about it, that it pays off to go with higher quality for everything. Do it yourself or grow it yourself as much as you can. It doesn't even take much time, especially with the tower gardens. It doesn't take much time. All you do is plant the seeds, fill the tank with water, plug in the submersible pump according to instructions, and I can help you with all that stuff. And within 6 to 7 weeks, you have produce coming off. And if you go on my Facebook, you will see some of my postings with my eggplant, my zucchini, and so many other things that I'm growing, my basil and chives and whatever. I just really love what all I get to grow and get it fresh into my kitchen for my meals. So that is one thing. Another thing that has to do with healthy food or healthy eating is actually a balance between carbohydrates and proteins. If you eat too many carbohydrates, you put on weight, because the carbohydrates convert into sugars and they add on adipose tissue or fat to your body. If you have too many proteins, you might go the route of kidney failure, because the kidneys can only process so much protein a day. So by having your meals totally balanced between carbohydrates and proteins, and I can help you by figuring that out, since I am a certified health coach, you can go and send me an email or go to my website that I have listed at the bottom, and then communicate with me that way so I can help you out. I'd be more than happy to. Another very important factor in our healthy lives is to drink water. General rule is drink half of your body weight in ounces of water. So for example, if you're 130 pounds, that means you drink a minimum of 65 ounces of water a day. You may go up to 100 ounces or more if you choose to, but the 65 is the minimum you need to drink. And I'm talking about good water. And there again, in the store, they sell you water and they claim it's smart water or it's healthy water or it's this or it's that. Just make sure it doesn't have fluoride in it, or too many, or chlorine, or so many things that are not healthy for you. And it has a decent pH of 7, or maybe even a little bit less. But 7 is actually neutral. It's the best pH for drinking water. If you have too much of an acidic body, you want to go a little bit more alkaline and go up to a 9 or 9.5 in pH. But there again, those are things that we can talk about individually. Those are just some ideas to throw out for you to think about. How else can you focus on healthy eating? That has to do with avoiding fatty foods, fried foods. We do need a little bit of fat every day, so our joints are greased and lubricated and they work, but it's a very limited amount compared to the foods that we buy when we eat out, unless it's specifically fixed for us the way we ask for. So the whole thing that I'm talking about is actually diet versus lifestyle change. And you probably have heard me say diet does not work, because when you take that word apart, it's to die with a T, or to die on the cross. And I don't think any of us are ready for that. But to change our lifestyle, heck yeah, we still have time to do that. As long as we're alive, we can do it and we can make things better for us. The way to do that is to change our habits of disease to habits of health. And that is another thing that I'm really strong about. I feel very strongly about that, and I'm more than happy to help anybody who wants help. Just contact me on my contact information below. So, main thing is CICO, which means calories in, calories out. If you eat more than you burn, you gain weight. It's the same when you say GIGO for garbage in, garbage out. If you don't feed your body nutritious food, nutritious fuelings, you put on weight, you put on fat, unwanted things. And to avoid that, you can actually just limit yourself already first and get foods that has no added sugars, reduce or leave out the glutens, and reduce or eliminate alcohol, because that is tasty in so many ways, but it definitely goes into sugar, which converts into fat. So I did put a link there for you to look at to help you out with some gluten things, and it gives you signs of why you might be gluten intolerant or allergic to it. And I never gave that much credence before until my niece was here, and she got violently sick when they gave her a gluten-based instead of a gluten-free pizza. I mean, she was so sick, it wasn't funny. And so I started researching those things and trying to figure out. And I'm just going to give you the thumbs up to check it out to see, do you have any of those issues? Could it be gluten related or not? I'm not saying you have to get totally off. So anyway, time has flown by. You can go on my website, which is denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, and find some info. You can send me, if you want coaching information, you can go to my coach, denise@ctdigest.net. Or if you have suggestions, questions, or comments, go to dythompson@gmail.com. If you want to text me or leave me a message or send me a voicemail, go to 562-335-4956. And for right now, since this is already the end of it, I'm going to say best of health to you. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I will talk to you next week again. So always feel free to contact me and give me something to think about or some questions to answer. And you will hear from me within 24 to 48 hours after I get your message. Thanks so much.